Welcome back to the Wild Thoughts podcast. Today, we're going to be diving into a topic on idealizing online relationships.
Yes.
So just a little precursor to that. Basically, what we're going to be talking about is how social media obviously has like a huge impact on our lives. Like
yeah.
We've said this time and time again. Yeah, always. Even if you say that it doesn't, it does.
Yeah.
And this doesn't stop even when we're thinking of how we view other people's relationships and what we make of our own relationships. Exactly. So we're going to dive into that. But first,
question of the week, of course.
We should have a segment before the question of the week. Wait, who was it? Was it Lil Anthony?
Oh my God, I forgot.
I know. Sorry, I just got a like jingle in my mind. You know, like question of the week, or is it video of the week?
Oh my God,
do you remember that?
No,
Lil Anthony.
But I feel like it would be something that someone.
Now. Sorry, this is super off topic. We're recording at night, if you can't tell.
This is like every insert recording at night. I'm dead.
Every time we sound like stupid.
Oh my God.
Or like crazy.
You don't sound silly.
Yeah, it's because we're recording at night, just so you know.
Lil Anthony's in a cold.
Question of the week.
That's our song. That's
it. Not trademarked,
we're taking,
I think.
Kathy's like, oh my God, that would be perfect. Okay. So, I meant 100% said yes.
Oh,
definitely.
Okay. At least we're
self-aware. There was no balance. It really said definitely.
Yeah.
Which we agree.
Yeah. And we not said, surprised.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's get into maybe how we measure relationship status. Oh, obviously, your relationship matters. And on social media, it's like blown up a lot, I find.
Yeah.
So there's always that topic of like, if you're not posting your partner, people like interpret it certain ways, your partner might even interpret it in certain ways. And like a lot of the times, if you're someone that posts your partner consistently, and then obviously all of a sudden you stop.
Yeah.
People like red flags start happening. They're like, did you break up?
They associate it to your relationship
status.
Are you
in a fight? Like, do you have a bad relationship?
People
like,
can't mind their business.
They do not mind their business. And you know what? I'm one of them.
Yeah, honest. I don't know what it is. I'm sure there is a scientific, like, 100%. You can, like, if they were to scan our brains and see, like, you know when you, let's say, have, like, a mutual, like, someone on social media follow and they go into a relationship and you don't know the partner, you automatically go see the account, you like stalk them.
No,
it's
100%.
Like an adrenaline rush.
No, I know. And I even saw a TikTok recently that someone was like, oh, I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for like over 5 years.
Yeah.
And she's like, I just realized that like I'm probably the relationship that people go to on social media to see if we're still together because we've been together for so long. And it's like the fact that you even have that thought.
It's like, because we all do it. But I think subconsciously, it's also because we are comparing our, whether it be like our partner or maybe like, let's say I'm the partner, I want to compare myself to that person. So I'm going to go click and see who this person is. Like, we're always comparing ourselves with social media.
There's also like a theory that it's like, if you post your partner on Instagram, that post is going to get like hundreds of likes, so many interactions,
blah, blah, blah,
compared to all your other posts. And it's true. Like, as soon as someone
posts their partner,
people are like, oh, I want to know who this is. Like, they keep going back to it. They're sharing it with
so
their friends.
Curious. We're, like, sending them in this
message. Yeah, it's messed up.
That is screwed up.
Yeah, and a lot of the times, there's even a thing where, like, some partners, even themselves, believe, like, why aren't you posting me? Like, they get into that.
Insecure,
yeah,
almost,
like,
yeah.
You don't
Am
wanna,
I not good enough?
Yeah, you don't want to show me off, like, stuff like
but
that.
But isn't that just, like, you asking, you don't want to show me off. That's already, like, that shit. Like, listen to yourself say that.
Yeah.
You just want to be shown off to people.
But it's because they see other couples doing the same thing.
Yeah,
and
they might,
like,
think of it as love or, like, affection.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because of social media, we measure our relationship with how much our partners post us on social media and how much interaction we get from others based on these posts. And, like, it's just, especially because of influencers now and them showing like how their life looks like with their partners and like their lives are so extravagant. They like get the the best gifts, the most expensive ones. They go to the fancy dinners. They go on vacations all the time. So you're obviously, like, comparing your life to them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, the life obviously bleeds into, like, relationships. Yeah. So, like, even if you're single and looking at that, you're going to want that.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Because it's, like, the standard, right? Like, the ideal relationship or, like, celebrities who have all this luxury. But also, you have to take into consideration, first of all, you're not in the same position as them.
Exactly.
And you don't know what's going on in their relationship behind all that luxury. I mean,
but that can seriously twist your view on relationships, especially if you're single and, like, let's say, like, you don't have that much experience. If you're seeing that happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like when you go into your first relationship, you're going to expect these things.
Exactly. Yeah. You know? Yeah. I wrote that down, too. It's like, you see all of these ideals and you're like, oh, this is what relationships are supposed to be like.
Yeah.
Then you get in when you're like, oh, you're so disappointed because you're like, this does not resemble what I saw on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this? But then it's also like, oh, you're like the whole topic of this, that you're just enjoying the idea of what you think it would be like, but you don't actually care about the person you're in a relationship with.
Yeah.
Oh, this is what I was going to say before. I think also with the pressure of posting your partners on social media, I think it's also about, like, social acceptance, which is social media in general, is because, you know, as women or just as people in general, relationships, romantic relationships, is very much, like, at the center of your life, you know, like, love is, like, something that's supposed to happen in everyone's life, and if it doesn't, maybe you're an outcast or you're weird or etc. Obviously now it's changing, but majority of people think that way. So it's like, oh, if you don't have a boyfriend or you're not posting him or you don't have a girlfriend or whatever it is, people look at you like, oh, you know, like, you're single forever. Like, it's might think you're weird. It's almost like you need to, like, prove a point to people to feel accepted in society, you know? So I think we also put importance for that reason to social media and posting your partner.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, like, if I see someone post their boyfriend and I know that they've never been in a relationship with the first time, I get so hyped on it. I'm like, oh my God, this is their first. I'm like, who is this person?
Yeah.
And I start stalking them on social media. I'm like, how did they meet? Was it school? Was it
cyber
work?
Stalking.
Yeah. It's like, why do we do this?
But it's almost creepy. It's like,
it is creepy.
That's why I also understand people that, like, although we might go to the thought, like, it's weird that you don't post, but it also makes sense. It's because everyone's so nosy and, like, I guess, is this the word for it? But, like, your social footprint, like, your social digital footprint or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, everybody, once you have an account online, anybody can find you. Like, everyone knows your business. Yeah. Like, it's creepy.
Yeah.
It's literally stalking, but virtual. Mm-hmm. No, and 100%. I mean, I'm guilty of it. Like, I do it. It's just, it happens. But I understand why people wouldn't want to put it out there.
Yeah.
But I also understand why we think that if you don't put it out there, that you're not in a relationship or you're single.
And speaking on the creepy part, so, like, there's a lot of YouTubers that I follow that share their boyfriends like on vlogs. Like, I watch mostly women's vlogs, and they show their boyfriends, and, like, there's this one vlogger that she had her boyfriend, like, almost in every video, because they weren't living together, but they were, like, always together. She's like, I can't really vlog my life without showing him. As soon as they broke up, every question on every video was about him, not about her anymore, not about, like,
what she's
does.
Doing the content.
Exactly. Just about the guy and just about why did they break up. We need more detail. Like, it's none of your business. But on the flip side, she spoke about it and she's like, I know I did that to myself kind of because I was the one posting him. And then it gave the viewers kind of like a sense of entitlement.
Yeah,
they felt like they knew him too.
Exactly.
And they had the right to comment on the relationship.
Yeah.
So that's why, like, But that's why a lot of people don't even post their partners, because they're like, I don't want you knowing my business, right?
Yeah, we're so into drama and gossip. It is true. I was talking about this the other day, and it's like, we have episodes about us just talking about, like, celebrities. And, I mean, they are human beings, too.
Yeah.
It's just that their life is, like, public, you know?
I'll be the first one to say I'm exactly like what I'm describing right now is me.
There's something psychological.
Also, the fact that, like, when YouTube couples break up or something, or even, I feel like even on, like, regular social media sometimes, they, like, just post on their stories or something, but they have to do a breakup video just to explain themselves because they know the viewers will continue to ask about it. And then, like, also for your own mental health, I feel like they need to do that just to put a stop to it.
Yeah.
But, like, remember that whole thing with, like, David Dobrik and Eliza Koshy?
Oh, yeah.
That was blown up. Like, yeah. the fact that people are so invested in relationships yeah. to the point where they're like blowing a yeah. breakup video up like that.
I know. I think people always want to know, why didn't it work out? What happened? Like, what did you yeah. do? Well, like, what went wrong? Like, people also love the scandal. Like, oh, did he cheat on? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's always like, sometimes it's just a simple thing and things, and we shouldn't always have the right to know. I think it's also because they're both in like the public eye, and it's really sad, but once you are in front of the camera, yeah. it's like it's you have no privacy.
Yeah, it's the same thing that I was saying before. It's like if you show yourself together, people yeah. think they know you.
Exactly.
So they need an explanation,
yeah.
which doesn't make sense, but...
That's true. I never, like...
It's like kind of you
I'd love
you.
To go deep into why we're so...
Yeah.
feel the need to know about people's relationship. And it's like, I mean, it's like our pop culture videos where yeah. we talk about like Selena goes to Justin Bieber.
We're
but
so into it.
Into it, yeah.
Yeah. But we know that we're but not gonna get...
But it's also because there's like... I mean, it's drama, right?
Yeah.
And there's like little events that happen and the headlines and yeah. the tabloids.
But I feel like the most fun part about it is like we don't actually know what the what story happened? Is. So we're just kind of like guessing.
You're always... It's always a mystery.
Yeah.
Like once you know the story straight.
But then like on the flip side, like on social media, these are real people.
Yeah.
And you're bombarding them with questions about their ex.
Yeah,
they're gonna
exactly.
snap.
Yeah, like, no, no.
You can't do that.
I don't think I could... That would be...
Yeah.
I don't think I could be in their shoes
mm-hmm.
doing that. That's sure. too much.
And then I feel like especially now on TikTok, because yeah. we're always scrolling on there and there's a lot of like couples videos or like couples doing stuff for each
stuff,
other, like
yeah.
cooking dinner for each other, mm-hmm. like the trained boyfriend yeah. thing. Like, I feel like it's very easy to compare your relationship if you are in one to
yeah,
that, or
true.
Like even if you're single, like to want to have that.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, if you're in a relationship, like, I do this too. Like, yeah. sometimes I see something cute with a couple, and I send it to Nick, and yeah. I'm like, ugh, why can't you do this? Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
it's very easy to compare your relationship
yeah.
online, and, like, that can cause serious problems in your relationship, especially if you're, like, if, like, I send it to him not taking it seriously.
Yeah,
but, like,
exactly.
if he magically did that, like, I would love it.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not going to be like, you need to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, like, if
I'm
you don't do this, I'm done with you
yeah,
or I don't love
exactly.
you. Or, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. For example, on TikTok or whatever, sometimes you're going to see, like, I don't know, like, the girlfriend cooking for the boyfriend or something. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have, like, random trolls or commenters yeah. saying, like, oh, like, I don't know. I don't know if this actually happened, but it's, like, a scenario where maybe they're going to be like, oh, why are you always, like, why are you always doing
happens.
This? Why are you
yeah.
always doing that? And then, like, oh, is he, like, the, like,
yeah.
dominant or whatever, things like that. And then people are going to, like, you might question your relationship. Like, the person in the
yeah.
video might be like, oh, all these people, like, you know, people are just commenting on your relationship. It comes back to, like, even the breakup stuff. It's
yeah,
the same
people
concept.
Think they can judge your relationship.
Yeah, like, oh, why are you doing
it?
This? Why are you doing that? That's wrong.
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't, you know what I mean? So
it's the same thing with, like, regular hate comments. It's like people just feel like they have the right to
criticize,
comment
yeah.
because it's out in the open. It's
yeah,
to the
exactly.
public. So they're like, you're showing it so I can
comment whatever
stuff,
I want.
You know?
Yeah. Just go on with your day. You don't
I know.
Need to say anything. Oh, and this, I mean, I think we mentioned it, but, like, for example, if pictures of you and your partner disappear on your timeline, the whole world knows or assumes
yeah.
you've broken up. I mean, not assumes, they kind of would know if you delete all
it's
your pictures
if they
suddenly.
Stumble upon something.
Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know automatically. It's like people know your relationship status just on social media, and
yeah.
that is creepy.
It is.
Because just by you, most people will remove their, and we know what it means when you remove all the pictures. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done. And then if you don't ever post your partner, and we mentioned this, people just assume you're single. But that
yeah.
doesn't necessarily mean that.
No.
That could just mean that people want privacy. But because most people show their partner off.
Yeah.
And it's almost like social media etiquette.
Yeah.
You know, for relationships, it's almost like, you need to.
Yeah.
If not,
you know
if,
what?
If there's
follow,
no picture, it's not real.
Yeah. Like, no, legit though. I follow a lot of influencers that like they know about this stuff and they're like, I'm not gonna post my boyfriend.
Yeah. Exactly.
So they only post their boyfriend on their
stories.
But not even showing his face.
Just
like and just
the
like
hand.
Yeah,
like
the hand
yeah.
or like little
y'all
bit,
wanna,
like, sneak peek.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like at the same time, like people are in the back or like commenting like, just
what
show
is he
him,
they
like,
just
what does he look like? Blah, blah, blah.
That's
they
the thing.
Wanna
we just
know.
Wanna judge though.
Yeah.
We wanna see it's all comparison and it's all
yeah.
judging.
But
and
they
I
do,
mean we all
yeah.
do it.
Yeah. But they do it to, like, the influencers do it to, like, protect their privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like,
that 100%.
Just, like, I feel like you need to have some sort of, even if you do like posting your partner, you need to have a boundary in place that you're not exposing everything that you do.
Yeah, like not everything you do in your life. Like leave some mystery behind. Yeah. People are going to comment and judge and it's just going to be draining and it's just going to like break you down slowly. Yeah. Like hearing other people's comments. The whole topic today is about idealizing online relationships, but we're going to tell you why you shouldn't idealize online relationships. Just like the title said, everything on social media that people post about their relationships usually is the ideal.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of the ideal, there's the not ideal, which is the fights, the arguments, the tough times. Every relationship goes through the tough times. There is no relationship that does not have tough times.
Yeah.
It is not a relationship then. So don't base yourself off of what you see on social media. I mean, I think it goes with anything that you see on social media. That's just a rule. Now it's becoming more transparent, etc. But I think relationships maybe haven't gotten to that part completely. Like, you're not going to see like a couple fighting and they're going to post it on social media. Yeah. You know what
because
I mean?
Because it also comes back to the fact that people are going to comment on it and give their own opinion. Exactly. And like when you're in a fight, people like... if they don't know who you are,
exactly.
People are so quick to assume things.
Yeah,
and it's like, if they give their opinion in a fight, like, it's not about who you really are at that point. Yeah, it's about, like, what they're seeing and not, like, what the truth actually is. So, like, obviously, especially when you're fighting with a partner, like, that's your private, intimate relationship.
Yeah.
You don't want anyone seeing that.
Yeah,
so, obviously, you're not going to post about, like,
I think it would be that odd if I just saw, like, a video of a couple fighting purposely them posting.
You know what? The only times that I've seen couples... not seeing them fight, but like express like, oh, we just got into a fight. This is what happened type of thing. It's only when like it's a couple's channel.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay,
or like a family channel, something like
updates,
that.
Like,
that they're kind of like more open about it because it, but I feel like at that point it's because they're solid in their relationship.
Yeah.
Well, like you don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. But from what they're saying.
It's usually like that type.
They've
like,
calmed down and they're talking about what happened.
Yeah. Like regular people are not going to show that they're in a fight with their partners, you know
exactly.
what I mean?
Yeah. I think the point is just to remember that there's always going to be two sides. What you see on social media is maybe half of what the relationship actually is. Mm-hmm. Social media is, I mean, it is for show. It's a show the good moments. It's a show like the fun
it's
times.
It's supposed to be a feel-good thing.
Yeah.
And like, I do understand that now we're trying to be more transparent about things like mental health and stuff like that. But that's personal to you, not about someone else. So you're not going to expose someone else at the same time.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And but also actually, sometimes women, I mean, or men will talk about their abusive relationship stories, which that I guess.
But that I feel like that's still a personal thing.
Yeah,
it's like, yes, it involved another person, but you're not like talking about that other person.
Yeah,
you're talking
about
your
experience. What happened exactly. But I guess it sheds a light on how not all relationships are just like daisies, but that's also like not out of the norm, but it's not the
cases. Amateur hour over here. Turn your phone off.
But that's obviously like it's common, but it's the unique situation. Like everyday relationships have their like regular fights without them being like abusive. But okay, now I'm just rambling.
No,
but you
I
know
what
I mean.
What another side to not comparing is like social media is such a big thing now that so many people do things for clout. So you don't know if like, let's say the girl that's like cooking dinner for her boyfriend and like all day giving 3-course meals, like stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know if that's actually how they are. Or they're just doing it to get views on a TikTok.
And is she happy doing that? Like, would that make you happy? No. So then why would you do what she's doing?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, you don't really know if that's how they're living their life or they're just trying to get famous, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And it's also like, okay, these actions are happening. The relationship is also about the person you're with. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's about the actions, but like if the little things that the person is doing makes you happy, it doesn't really matter what someone else on a screen is doing, even if you think it's bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like we said, we don't know the dynamics of that relationship. It's just, I know our brain automatically goes there, but it's not, it's not necessary.
Yeah, I get what you're saying because it kind of goes into the like a next point that I wrote. And basically it's like, because you're getting so influenced by like these quote unquote perfect relationships that you're seeing online, it may cause you to get into an unhealthy or toxic relationship because you might be influenced to like post them all the time, or like they might not even want to be active on social media, but you're like, no, I have to post you. Yeah. I have to show that we're doing cute things together. Exactly. And you're going to start comparing your relationship to others and making sure that like yours looks perfect as well. And you might even get into fights because of it, because like, let's say you want to show something in particular, like, oh, this is how we're going to show to the world that we're a strong, perfect couple.
A power couple.
And then your partner's like, I don't want to fucking do this. Yeah. Like, no. If you're so influenced by how others perceive your relationship, your own relationship is just going to be very superficial.
Yeah.
And you're going to be so focused on how it looks outwardly that you're exactly like you said, you're not going to have a deeper understanding of the other person that you're in a relationship with. And it's not real, basically.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. And I almost feel like it's almost worse when you're in a relationship, watching other people in a relationship, because it's always a competition. When you're single, it could be sad and it could be like, oh, like I would like that. But because you're not necessarily with anyone, your relationship is not getting worse because you have no partner necessarily. I mean, maybe potentially in the future. I'm not saying it doesn't cause.
I get what you're saying.
It does. But I'm just saying, like, imagine you're in a relationship and you see other people in a relationship. Like you said, it's going to be so toxic. You're going to be like, do this, do that. Why aren't you doing this? I'm sad because you're not doing this. Yeah. You're like always comparing.
Exactly. And it's just because you think that their relationship is perfect when it's totally not.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's also like, I feel like it can be hard to differentiate. Like, oh, am I showing my partner because I want to? Or is it just because people expect, like, I'm supposed to post with them or like to show off. I mean, sometimes it's nice to just show off, like, look, this is my hot boyfriend or hot girlfriend or what, a partner. So you just want to take pictures. Like, I mean, we have social media accounts, we take pictures of ourselves with our friends, so it's just like the same thing, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But I think it also, kind of tying into the comparing stuff, it like sets unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
Because exactly what I was saying before, like with the influencers, you're like kind of expect these like extravagant, thoughtful gifts or even expensive gifts. You're going to expect to go on like really cute vacations. Yeah. And even comparing like the way that other couples propose.
Yeah.
But it's like, first of all, you might not even have the same resources, so let's start there.
Exactly. Like, for any of it, for the gifts or the vacation.
Like, I'm like, yeah, it would be nice, but like, don't bend over backwards just to like please your partner in that way.
The little things and what you have can also be nice.
Yeah.
And like Kim Kardashian said, she wants the little things now. Now that she had it all, she appreciates.
Oh, now that she had it all.
Yeah, but like she realizes that those materialistic things didn't matter. Especially, I think after remember she got robbed in Paris. I think that's when she really. I mean, I don't know if she really realized something. When
I'm like, okay.
She dated Pete Davidson after.
She has like a something beige happened. Basketball court. Like, I think she's good with her money.
Well, she has like. Oh, I was watching the Kardashians. I know I shouldn't, guys, but I was watching it and she has her airplane. It's called Kim Air. She has a carpet, everything. Kim Air. Yeah. What the?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised, but I'm like seeing it, I was like, ah! Like it was so like insulting. You're like taken aback. I was like, insulting. How dare you?
Oh my God. I know.
I was like, oh, it would be so nice to have a private jet.
Okay. We're not going to contribute to carbon emissions.
Who has a private jet? You want to hear something hilarious? I never thought my mom would say this.
What?
The other day she said, like a week ago, she said, I really wish and hope you get a rich husband. I never would expect.
My parents said that to me every year of growing up.
My mom is not that, my mom would never say, like, it's such a, to me in my head, it's such a like millennial, like women millennial way of thinking, but it's not like people my thought that all the time. My dad is
like, you better marry rich. I'm like, oh, is that supposed to be an insult? Because I would love it.
Yeah. And I've never heard my mom say that. And I started laughing because she was so serious. She's like, I pray and I hope.
You know what? I pray it too.
Yeah. I pray for all of us. Let's just all. when you idealize relationships, you basically get into relationships just for the idea of it and not the person. We said this, I mean, multiple times, but you're just...
But it's also, like, I think it's... Oh, sorry.
No, you're good.
But I think it's also in the way that you find your partner may be different than what you actually need, because you'd rather get a partner that looks good or has a certain personality that can cater to like what you expect the relationship to be,
exactly,
but not actually
they can be a shit human.
They're like actual self, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, that's exactly what we already mentioned. But because you're idealizing someone and the relationship, you're not actually analyzing any deeper and you don't actually like the person for their true traits, so it's really not worth it. Mm-hmm. Because you can just buy yourself, if you had money, you can buy yourself all of the things you would get in the relationship at that point. I think just a point is that don't create or start relationships out of infatuation, because they are built on the idea of how you believe relationships be like, rather than the true depth of relationships. So we repeated this like 3 times, but it just creates unrealistic expectations. And once you get in the relationship, you realize that what you have is not what you saw.
Yeah.
And then... you're just disappointed. So some actual facts and stats
that we're researchers.
We're researchers. The rare time we have some actual facts.
We're like, actually, I read an article.
I don't know where, on HollywoodReporter.com.
Oh my god. We should cite our sources. I never take any websites down. I just like randomly look at stuff.
Just like we're paraphrasing. Yeah. But we're still supposed to. But no, these are some facts and stats to just put everything together, but...
just to make our point.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, sorry. Yeah. You know when you're, like, doing a project at school and you come up with a thesis? So long.
Yeah.
You come up with a thesis. And then a hypothesis. I don't know why I said
thesis. Oh, were you saying thesis or hypothesis?
Hypothesis.
Oh, okay,
hypothesis. I meant hypothesis. Okay, okay. I said thesis. Okay. Anyways. But, like, you know when you come up with a topic and then you're, like, you have to find articles that
to back it up. Point. Yeah. You but, like, skip the points that don't back it up.
Yeah, like, it shouldn't be that way. Like, technically, you're supposed to just find anything and, like, you can, like, say if your point was, like, true or not. Yeah. But, like... I feel like in our minds, we're like, we need to make sure it's true. So we'll just take random sentences from like 10 articles.
I know, because when I was reading this article, there was one fact that wasn't matching with what I... And I'm like, oh, we're not going to... But the thing is, it is true. There's always going to be stats to back each side up. Like, it's just... Sure. It's life.
Just funny. Yeah. It's just like
I know, I know. No, it's true. But 33% of social media users who are single and looking say seeing relationship posts make them feel worse about their dating life. Oof. Bring it up here, sis.
Oh my god.
I mean, I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think both for people that are in relationships or single, love and dating is such... it's so in the center focus, but it's overrated. Mm-hmm. I mean... it's overrated. Like, it's too hyped it's up hyped at up. Some yeah. moments, you know?
Yeah. It should be a very personal thing to you.
Exactly.
Like, even if you don't have what this other couple has, you should have special moments that, like, mean a lot to you
exactly. in your relationship. People have just blown it up out of proportion and...
Yeah. As they do.
Exactly. So that's why. So the unhappiness you're feeling from seeing someone else's posts, it's... an illusion. I mean, you could be unhappy. Like, I understand if you want companionship, etc. That's normal. But just don't base it off of what you see, and you will get there. Do not worry. Yeah. Maybe if you stop having unrealistic expectations, you will get there.
Calling you out.
Just saying. And then younger adults are especially likely to see social media as an important way to show how much they care about their partner.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like some people actually think it's a turnoff if their partner doesn't have
any social media. Yes. I was thinking that too. Not, it's like you want someone low-key, but then if they're too low-key, you're like...
Yeah, you're so like, weird. Are you even like weird. On this earth? Like, yeah, exactly. You want to understand my references?
Exactly. How am I going to tag you in posts? Like, who's going to comment? How are people going to know that you exist if they can't find you on social media?
Yes.
Oh my God. And then lastly, about 1/4 of partnered Americans say their partner's social media use has made them feel jealous, and unsure about their relationship.
This is 100% a guy named Brad that's scrolling on his TikTok. His girlfriend sees him in the reflection of the mirror, and it's all girls' asses all over. That's what I'm thinking. That's what's in my mind.
Oh my god. But yeah, these, I think these make a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I think we all know social media can have negative impacts. They can have positive ones. It's just insecurities, comparison, our brain.
Okay, so lastly, let's get into how to protect your relationship from the effects of social media. So that's a big title. I felt like I was in class.
That was
there.
Good. Yeah,
you know, I feel like I'm giving a presentation.
That was very nice.
Yeah. Presentation. Okay, so
okie dokie.
Okay, so first point, basically you need to have trust in your partner, and trust in a way that you're aware that what you're posting, your partner will see.
Yeah.
And you both need to trust each other to, like, be okay with what you're posting, let's say.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, you shouldn't be feeling insecure for posting something. Let's say you're posting something that they might think is revealing, but you're like, no, I look hot. I want to post
exactly.
it. You should have that trust so that they're not telling you to delete it and you're not, like, doing it out of spite at the
yeah.
same time. Like, you need to have, like,
communication.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Communication to make sure that you're not, like, that you're
on
okay
the same
to post
page,
it.
In a
yeah,
way. Yeah,
exactly. That, like, that won't cause a fight, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
The same thing. It's like, you need to have trust if, like, let's say you're not one to post your relationship, mm-hmm. but they feel like you need to.
Yeah.
And if not, it's kind of like, are we even together? Mm. Do you even like me like that? Are
yeah.
you embarrassed to me type of stuff? Like, I think you just need to have that conversation.
I think social media communication is
yeah.
like, nowadays especially, that needs to be mm-hmm. there. That needs to be there before
yeah,
100%. Y'all solidify things. That is legitimately...
We're in a digital world.
Yeah, we are though. We are. So that has to be a topic of conversation. And also, I wonder what it's like. Well, I think if you have a conversation and you're open, then these are things that you can be fine with. But like, someone who loves posting mm-hmm. everything and then someone who doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's like their page is just them, but
yeah.
not their partner. And then the other person's page is them and their partner. Like,
well,
you know
what?
I mean?
That's funny because... Because that is me and Nick.
When you said that's funny, I was like, wait, is that you and Nick? Yeah, true. But it's not a big... Like, when I think of you and Nick, I'm like, I don't think that would bother
But the
me.
Thing is like, sometimes he jokes. He's like, ugh, we never take pictures, never post me. But
yeah.
it's like, my account is to post about fashion.
Exactly.
So, like, my priority for my account is not couple pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, yes, I'll
there's
post
a family
it once in a
channel.
While.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like, I don't even post friends pictures anymore.
Yeah.
You see, like, unless it's in a carousel and, like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm the first picture.
Yeah. Unless it goes
yeah.
with the grid.
With
and
the aesthetic.
With, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And then, like, his is, like, just selfies of
yeah.
us together.
Oh.
And that's it. He needs to update them. Don't look at them.
Oh
no one
god.
Go on his profile because, like, I don't like them.
Oh my god.
But you, like,
I get, yeah.
But
it's not
we have
to
an
take,
understanding.
Exactly.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Because you're not basing your relationship off social media.
Exactly.
Social media, guys, it's not real. Okay?
Yeah.
Please.
It should be a positive space.
Exactly. It should. It should just be a space of, like, inspiration.
Yeah.
Making you feel good. You control who you follow on social media. Just saying. So stop yourself from falling for the illusion that another couple may be showing off, or like, I think it's the idea of competition, like
yeah.
thinking that you're always competing with someone.
Yeah,
I mean, that's a general tip, I think, in life. It's your own
and
life.
It's envy.
Exactly. Yeah, don't feel like, oh, I wish I was them, or I wish I could have this relationship. Appreciate what you have in front of you. Maybe many people don't even have that.
Yeah,
and if it were gone, I'm sure you would appreciate much more. So stop competing with other people's relationship. Please be present in your own relationship.
Yeah.
Put your energy into that.
You can appreciate someone else's
yeah,
relationship.
For sure.
And, like,
get
that,
inspired.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Get ideas from you. Like, oh, that's a cute date
exactly.
idea. We should do
that. I love
but
that,
don't
yeah.
be like, oh my god, we're so not like this. Like,
exactly.
we're not actually in love.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What is this, you know?
Or, yeah, and don't create resentment from your partner
yeah.
because unless it's like a real problem and you feel like you're really not getting what you need, but you have to realize whether
yeah.
it's coming from a place of social media and superficialness or
exactly.
if it's actually like an issue going on in your relationship.
Yeah, exactly. So our next point is don't make your relationship your branding.
Mm.
So this is kind of talking about...
For Catherine McBroom and us.
Why?
Yo, but did you see like what's happening? Like them, it's... Because everyone's talking
so...
shit about like...
I don't know what's happening
Austin
in that.
Or... But
did
that's
she,
been like
did
days.
Did you see a video of her singing?
You know what's so funny? I'm sorry, Catherine. I
have never followed this family.
Oh my God.
I don't know most of the drama.
It's so funny.
But like, I just saw that video and I was freaking dying.
I don't have her on Snapchat, okay? But her thing pops up on my thing. So that date, and I never play their stuff, but I was bored. So I just clicked on it and I saw the video and I laughed. I was like, wait. It's not that it was bad. It was just funny.
It was like, cringe.
And then after I saw it, everything on my TikTok, I was like, wow, everyone thought the same thing as me. Okay. But look, you sis, go ahead. Just stop.
Yeah. But basically, it's like, yes, you can post your relationship on social media. And let's say you're not like, you post your family or like just your life, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, not making your relationship, your personality, and kind of like only posting about that, especially what you were saying. It's like, maybe like you only post like every time you're out for fancy dinners or like getting gifts for each other and like using it to show off. It's I followed you because I want to see you and you're your own person.
Yeah,
so like show yourself off too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not just, that makes sense. It's like, it almost makes it seem as though you only yourself care about those little things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if I was, you know, someone's partner, they were only posting like the gifts I got them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I would feel some type of way usually, you know, but.
Yeah. And I think there's also a thin line between like, what I'm saying is like, if you're a consistent poster.
Yeah.
Because there are people that only post a relationship because they post like every
once in a while,
6 months. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about like people that are regularly posting and it's only about the superficial part of their relationship.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know. I feel like keep things. I mean, do you? But
keeping things private
could be nice because people are gonna meddle.
Have a nice mix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make sure you talk about your boundaries with your partner, specifically online, social media, digital boundaries, because, like we said, it's really something you should be including. I think even me, like, I wouldn't think of talking about it, but then you realize, and then you don't talk about it, then you start to resent each other because you thought people knew what your boundaries were, but as we mentioned, our boundaries episode, everyone's boundaries are different. One person may like privacy, one person may be like, may take that the wrong way. So always be clear about what your limits are on social media. Does your partner want to be posted, etc., etc.? So that way you know that if they're not commenting on your picture, it's not because they don't love you anymore. It's just because they don't want people like making assumptions. Yeah, and finding them exactly.
Yeah. Okay, and lastly, basically, you don't need to prove your relationship to anyone.
Yeah.
So don't post it just to get validation for people, especially what I was saying before when, like, relationship posts do better.
Exactly.
Don't use it just to do
better. Yeah, I know. I mean, now that you're saying it.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's okay to show off your relationship just because you're happy.
Yeah.
But don't, again,
like, make attention, it your personality. Sometimes it's nice.
Yeah.
But to, like, if you, I think it also comes down to insecurity. If you always need validation for other people that your relationship looks nice from the outside.
Exactly.
And that's what's convincing you to be with your partner.
Work on the inside first. What's happening between you two?
Exactly. Don't focus on what's outside and the people. They're not in the relationship. It's just like, look at us. Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
All the time. We nailed it.
All right.
So that's the end of the episode. It was short and sweet,
kind of.
We hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you have any feedback, as usual, let us know if you like these types of concepts, I guess more online dating, etc. Follow us on all our social media platforms, and we're all on all the podcast platforms, and you can subscribe on YouTube, like, comment, and follow us also on our Wild Thoughts Pod social media and personal social media that will be linked down below.
Everything is linked.
Exactly.
Easy to find us.
As usual.
Digital footprint.
Yeah. Stalk us so we can increase our engagement. Thank you. Bye.
See ya.
Why is he
thank you? I don't know. I was like...